Guy, we have a lot of questions. It's Dr. David Colby, the Chatham Kent Medical Officer of Health. Obviously, COVID-19 is the top story locally, nationally, around the world, and it is now very much locally with two announcements yesterday, Doctor, that we have the COVID-19 now in Chatham Kent. Can you speak, obviously we don't want to mention names, but can you speak to those two cases that were announced yesterday?
Yes, I can, Chris. Good morning. They are both of these cases are related to travel outside of Canada, and they are not connected epidemiologically to each other. So they're two separate acquisitions of the virus, both from outside the country.
I have been seeing on social media, and we have a lot of questions, so we'll try to make these make sense. I see a lot of things on social media of people saying, I just got back from Florida, no big deal, I don't care, I'm now not self-quarantining. What do you say to those people that are out there doing that?
I'm extremely disappointed. There are rising numbers of cases in the United States, and one of the cases that we're dealing with in Chatham Kent just had a short trip to Buffalo, New York. These people, there's a direction from the Chief Medical Officer of Canada, Dr. Theresa Tam, endorsed by our provincial government, that everyone who's been out of the country has to self-isolate for 14 days. And we're very serious about this. This needs to happen. And the vulnerable people in society can do very badly with this. The elderly, people with underlying health conditions, can die. You just see the rising death rates around the world and in places where this is taking off, such as Italy. We don't want that here. And everyone has to do their part, and everyone has to do that. It really does matter. It's extremely irresponsible and quite frankly, selfish and ill-advised to take that kind of attitude, Chris. We need people to cooperate.
So if you're someone who's not in those, like, at-risk groups, say you're a 30-year-old healthy person and you're not showing symptoms, can you still be a carrier?
Yes. The term carrier is one that we don't like to use in public health. My idea of a carrier is someone who's perfectly healthy and walks around with an active infection that they can transmit to others. It's really not quite like that. Once you acquire an infection, there is a time to how long it takes for symptoms to appear, and that's called the incubation period. And I won't get too technical for our listeners, but it's late in the incubation period that people can become infectious. So mostly with COVID-19, they become infectious when they become asymptomatic. But there is a period of time before symptoms appear when they can transmit this virus, probably a fairly short time, a day or so before symptoms appear, but nevertheless. Now, a lot of people have mild symptoms that can be written off just as a regular common cold type syndrome. So there's a lot of people that would deny that they have anything that could be like this because they're under the mistaken impression that everybody gets a serious infection. But enough do that we have to be very, very careful about this. This virus appears to have the same mortality rate as the great Spanish influenza a century ago. And that killed at least 40 million people around the world. We don't want this.
All right. Now, Dr. Colby, as well, I wanted to ask you, a lot of talk about these 14-day period of self-isolation. Two questions on that. Where did that number sort of come from, or how does that factor in 14 days? And what happens after those 14 days? Are you free to roam about society again? I had someone ask me that this morning.
If someone has remained healthy through that 14-day period, then yes, they can stop self-isolating, and that's just fine. The 14 days came from the range of the incubation period that we have seen in previous cases. the majority of people who acquire this virus are going to become symptomatic in 5 to 7 days after they acquire the virus. But not everybody responds the same way. Some people a little faster, some people a little slower. So the full extent of the range to catch almost all of, if not all of the outliers, was determined to be 14 days. If you're not going to get symptomatic by then, you're not.